It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with that guy, Andy Carboni. And Andy, it appears now that a topic we've discussed so many times, the replacing of David Ortiz, is not going to happen. Tell me about that.
Well, getting reports on both sides of this, really, but it really looks like the Red Sox are not going to do this. There's been some suggestions that the Red Sox should do, but Alex Spear of the Boston Globe reported recently that Red Sox are not looking to replace Ortiz's bat because of the money and the potential loss of an amateur free agent pick. Of course, getting on the luxury tax will save the Red Sox money now and in the future. And also, the new CBA calls for teams to go over the luxury tax and sign a player that declined a qualifying offer to forfeit their second and fifth round draft picks. So that is very important to the Red Sox front office, and also they'll lose a portion of their international bonus money. On the flip side, if the Red Sox were to try to do something on a low-cost measure, Ian Brown of MLB.com, reporter for the Red Sox, he's suggesting the Red Sox should try to sign free agent first baseman Chris Carter, who led the National League in home runs last year with 41 playing for the Milwaukee Brewers. Carter could be had for a reasonable price. You don't have to give up a draft pick, so maybe the Red Sox look to do something on that end. He could be a platoon with Mitch Moreland at first base, and then Hanley, of course, stays as your regular full-time DH, so we'll see how that plays out down the road.
All right, Red Sox names from the past. Here they go, Andy. Manny Ramirez, Daisuke Matsuzaka, and Butch Hobson. What's up?
All kinds of fun stuff happening with former Red Sox players. First of all, Manny is just bored with his life, apparently. He has too much free time, and he has signed a contract to head back over to Japan, playing in an independent league over there. He signed with a contract with the Kochi Fighting Dogs. Ramirez last played in Taiwan in 2013. He lasted about a month and said that was enough and came home. And in 2014, did play a little AAA ball for the Cubs, so we'll see how long Manny lasts in Japan this time around. And
yeah. opposed to playing for the Lazy Dogs.
Well, I think that he'd fit right in on that roster. There's no question about that. And then you have Daisuke Matsuzaka. Yes, he's still pitching, believe it or not. If you haven't been following Daisuke's career closely, he's currently pitching in the Winter League for Puerto Rico, and he's still pitching over in Japan himself. So, hey, maybe Daisuke will face off against Manny in some kind of game over there. That would be interesting to see. And former Red Sox third baseman and manager Butch Hobson back in Major League Baseball. He has signed a contract to be the new manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks single-A team in Kane County, Illinois. If you haven't followed Hobson's career over the last 16 years or so, he's been managing an independent ball. And actually, last year, he activated himself onto the roster so he could play a game with his son, Casey Hobson, who had just been released by the Blue Jays and got picked up by the independent league team that he was managing. So that's an interesting little side note for Butch.
I know last time we talked about David Ortiz and his commercial with the tennis racket, but now there's a tweet out there. What's that about?
Well, earlier this week, David Ortiz posted a tweet back on Monday night, actually, and just simply said, at Boston Globe. And the Globe kind of responded back, oh, what do you have to tell us, you know, David? But there's been no follow-up to it. It was just at Boston Globe, and people think there's going to be some kind of big announcement that's going to come up in the Boston Globe or by the Boston Globe about Ortiz. But, you know, it's just people looking for something to maybe help resurrect Ortiz's career in some fashion. But even recently, Ortiz has said he's not even interested in playing in the World Baseball Classic for the Dominican Republic.
Interesting. And as far as pitchers and catchers, it's coming up. It's just a little over a month away, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just over a month away. Red Sox pitchers and catchers have their first official workouts on Tuesday, February 14th. First full squad workouts Friday, February 17th. So you can start counting the days.
All right. Another part of your reports, Andy, are that you kind of survey the rest of Major League Baseball beyond New England, if you will, beyond the Red Sox country or whatever. So what else is happening in MLB?
Well, coming up this week, the world champion Chicago Cubs will be paying their visit to the White House on Monday. Then next Wednesday night, Hall of Fame is going to announce their class of 2017. That's also an interesting topic, so I'm sure we'll have more on that next week. And then the Seattle Mariners making some moves left and right this week. They've been quite busy. They've traded one of their outfielders, Seth Smith, to the Baltimore Orioles for pitcher Giovanni Gallardo. Then they turned around and took one of their other starting pitchers, Nate Kahn, sent him to the Royals for outfielder Gerard Dyson. And then yesterday, the Mariners traded three minor league prospects to the Tampa Bay Rays for pitcher Drew Smyly. So the Mariners have been quite busy. Elsewhere, the Tampa Bay Rays signed outfielder Colby Rasmus to a one-year, $5 million deal. And the A's, they just signed third baseman Trevor Plouffe to a one-year, $5 million deal. Red Sox were reportedly in on Plouffe for a while to maybe be a platoon with Pablo over at third base, but apparently the A's ponied up a little more money, so Plouffe headed that direction. And one final note, Max Scherzer of the Washington Nationals has withdrawn from the World Baseball Classic because of a stress fracture on the knuckle of his right ring finger.
Hey, Andy, one last question from me to you. What is the Red Sox catching situation going into this year?
Well, right now it's going to be a platoon of what you saw at the end of last year. Basically, Sandy Leon's your starting catcher. He's a switch hitter. His backup will be Christian Vasquez. He's still working back for his Tommy John surgery. And it looks like Blake Swihart, unless he has a real impressive spring training, he will start the year as the everyday catcher for the Pawtucket Red Sox. And then, if something happens, he's the next man in line. So those are the three guys you have battling out in spring training. But of course, anything can happen. But that's really what's going to probably start things off on opening day.
All right, there we go. All right, Andy, great talking with you.
Appreciate it, Bill. And we'll talk again next week.
There you go. Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.